Changing Course, a discussion paper on population growth in Newfoundland and Labrador, executive summary. Change is a constant in Newfoundland and Labrador. We are experiencing unprecedented economic growth at a time when many Canadian and international jurisdictions have been struggling. More people are now employed in this province than ever before. Our labor productivity has grown faster than the rest of Canada, and the average weekly earnings of our workers are now amongst the highest in the country. There will be over 70,000 job openings in the province by 2020, pushing our economic growth forward into the next decade. At the same time, the population of Newfoundland and Labrador is also changing, echoing trends across the industrialized world. These changes will have serious implications upon our social and economic growth in the years to come. As the provincial population ages and baby boomers retire from the workforce, Newfoundland and Labrador will experience labor shortages. As fewer children are born to offset the number of deaths, our population will also experience a natural decline. Such population decline will unfortunately be detrimental to the vibrant nature of our communities, as established programs and services, such as our volunteer fire departments and municipal councils, will likely struggle to be maintained without the people to sustain them. Having recognized the importance of these issues, the Government of Newfoundland and Labrador has taken the first steps towards creating a provincial population growth strategy. This strategy will draw heavily from existing research and knowledge, but over the coming months we'll be striving to gather and hear public input. The Provincial Population Growth Strategy will engage with the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. This discussion paper has been crafted to summarize key issues for consideration as we move forward toward together as Newfoundlanders and Labradorians striving to support and foster the growth of our population. Why have a population growth strategy? Over the last decade, Newfoundland and Labrador has witnessed historic economic growth that is expected to carry forward into the foreseeable future. Reaching our full potential begins with a focus on changes to our demographic situation in various areas. Our workforce, and more generally, our population is aging at a dramatic pace. The number of people moving away is higher than the number of people entering the province. Our immigrant retention rate is among the lowest in Canada. While the population of the province has been increasing, statistics show that fewer families in the province are having children, and when families are choosing to have children, they are having fewer children. This demographic shift is not unique to Newfoundland and Labrador. Similar trends are being witnessed across the rest of Canada and other countries, but the effects of these changes are being felt uniquely here due to our recent history and geography and our small yet broadly dispersed population. Understanding the urgent need to take action to mitigate the negative effects of demographic decline and in an effort to introduce measures supportive of population growth, most Canadian provinces and territories have created agencies or initiatives targeting increased immigration, family-friendly policies, and initiatives to encourage resident and immigrant retention. The challenge to improve demographic standings in provinces has led to stiff competition for labor and immigrants. Canadian provinces and territories regularly attend international immigration recruitment fairs, seeking to attract highly skilled workers for their communities. Manitoba has almost quadrupled its immigrant intake since 1999, and Prince Edward Island attracted more than double, 1,379, the number of immigrants that came to Newfoundland and Labrador in 2011, 682, despite having one-third of the population of our province. The Government of Newfoundland and Labrador's Provincial Population Growth Strategy is taking the initiative to engage in a discussion with the people of Newfoundland and Labrador on how best to grow our population to meet our future social and economic aspirations. Newfoundland and Labrador is facing multiple complex demographic challenges that have no simple solutions. Tackling these serious demographic challenges will require a concerted, coordinated effort. The Provincial Population Growth Strategy aims to focus on seeking measures in the short, medium, and long term. It is important to recognize the value of past work on different demographic groups in the province as we engage in discussions around the future of population growth. Initiatives such as the Youth Retention and Attraction Strategy, Child Care Strategy, Poverty Reduction Strategy, Healthy Aging Strategy Framework, Immigration Strategy, the Northern Strategic Plan for Labrador, and the Strategy for the Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities have laid the groundwork for a more comprehensive, inclusive discussion on population growth. Research and analysis of best practices from Canada and countries around the world, and engagement with the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, the strategy will strive to be an inclusive, forward-thinking initiative for navigating the demographic challenges ahead. Despite these challenges, there are opportunities ahead to foster population growth in Newfoundland and Labrador. Some of the ideas in the provincial population growth strategy will examine include supporting women and parents in having and raising children through family-friendly policies, retaining current residents, encouraging expatriates to return to the province, improving our record on immigrant attraction and retention, fostering international student and graduate retention, and seeking ways to support the well-being of all residents in the province. The vision of the provincial population growth strategy is for a Newfoundland and Labrador with a population that is both healthy and inclusive, growing with the potential to be stronger than ever as we tackle the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. Our economy, culture, communities, and most importantly, our families hold the promise of being stronger and more diverse than ever before for the benefit of all Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. With an economy that is already more vibrant than at any other time in our recent history and a strong sense of community, we can move forward with the foundations in place to support the growth of our population. Introduction. Newfoundland and Labrador has experienced historic growth. More people in the province are working than ever before, and an anticipated 70,000 job openings by 2020 will pave the way for even more employment in the years to come. This growth comes on the heels of serious demographic change, which risks negatively affecting the province's economic growth. Labor force growth is a key component in economic growth. This discussion paper summarizes the key issues for consideration in encouraging a public discussion on how best to support and foster population growth in Newfoundland and Labrador. The paper is divided in three sections. First, the paper will consider some demographic realities facing our province and will examine associated implications of these trends. Second, the paper will lay out the challenges and opportunities in the road to supporting and fostering population growth. And third, the paper will conclude with a section encouraging public feedback, discussion, and ideas. Demographic change, natural population increase, immigration, retention, and repatriation are the main ways through which a population can stabilize or growth. Natural increase refers to the difference between births and deaths, and positive natural increase means higher births than deaths. Conversely, negative natural increase in a population refers to a higher number of deaths than births. Immigration refers to newcomer arrivals from other countries, whereas repatriation refers to former residents returned to the home province or territory. Natural increase, difference between births and deaths. Natural population increase in Newfoundland and Labrador has been low. In fact, in 2006, we experienced negative natural increase as deaths outnumbered the number of births in the province. We had more births than deaths in the last 6 years, but the difference has been minimal. This is not unlike the changes to the Canadian figures over the last 10 years. It is estimated that at current rate of decline, the Canadian population will have a negative natural increase by 2030 as deaths outpace births. A natural outcome of a negative natural increase is a higher median age, or the age at which the two halves of the population are either older or younger. While the median age in our province was 30.8 in 1991, it went as high as 44 in 2011, a significant increase in 20 years. This is a serious change. The median age in the province has gone from being 2.7 years younger than the Canadian median in 1991 to being 4.1 years older in 2011. By 2024, the median age in Newfoundland and Labrador is expected to increase in 48 years. In contrast to our provincial statistic, currently the median age of the Aboriginal population in our province is 35 years. Fertility rate, the number of children born. Natural increase is one of the primary methods of measuring population growth. Another measure of population growth is the fertility rate, or the average number of children a woman would be expected to have in her lifetime. It is estimated that a woman would need to have an average of 2.1 children in order for a population to reach stable replacement levels, or the number of children required to outnumber deaths. A lower fertility rate is a strong indicator of fewer women choosing to have children. No Canadian province currently has fertility rates at or above 2.1. This is also the case with most developed and a growing number of developing countries around the world, with few exceptions. 33 of the 40 OECD states now have been replacement fertility rates. Currently, Newfoundland and Labrador has the second lowest fertility rate in Canada at 1.45 children per woman. While this fertility rate is low, it is higher than the record low to which it fell in 2000. Current information on the birth rate in Aboriginal communities is not available, but population data suggests that Aboriginal children under 5 represent 7% of the Aboriginal population, compared to 5% of the non-Aboriginal population being under 5. In order to better understand the current demographic context with respect to births and children, it is helpful to review the shift in the mean age of mothers. Currently, Newfoundland and Labrador women are delaying childbearing. Between 1991 and 2011, the number of mothers giving birth over the age of 30 almost doubled. Nearly 45% of all children born in the province today are born to mothers over the age of 30. This is another national trend. While the mean age of childbearing mothers has grown in the province from 26.1 in 1991 to 28.7 in 2011, it is lower than the mean age for most other provinces. For example, in British Columbia, the province with the lowest fertility rate, 1.42 in Canada, the mean age for childbearing mothers is 30.4. The British Columbia experience may be a foreshadowing of the type of fertility rate change we can expect in our own province as women continue to postpone childbirth to a later stage in life. Retention of current residents and attraction of expatriates. Traveling, experiencing everyday life outside of our familiar surroundings, and living in another part of the country or the world are all life stages that help us grow and mature. In a globalized world, in and out migration are part of a stable population trend. As some residents leave the province to study or work elsewhere, others move to the province to live and work, thereby reducing the negative effects of out migration. Negative net migration occurs when more residents move away from the province than the number of people who move into the province. Repatriating residents who have migrated away is a significant challenge. Attracting former residents back to the province is particularly difficult because these individuals are less likely to return if they have established a sense of belonging, deep roots, networks, and connections in place in which they have settled. Findings indicate that less than 25% of all youth who leave their home communities return 10 years later. As one Atlantic Canadian study points out, one cannot count on return migration as a means of preserving the population size of a given cohort. Indeed, most youth who leave do not tend to return until late in life. Newfoundland and Labrador has been experiencing high out-migration since the early 1990s. In 2011, 10,829 persons, primarily of working age, moved away from the province at the same time. 9,273 persons moved into the province, leading to negative net migration of 1,510 persons. More than two-thirds of those who moved away were under 35 years old. A smaller percentage, around 60% of all people who settled in the province in 2011, were also under 35. The number points to the changing age of the out-migrants. In 2000, nearly 80% of all persons leaving the province were under 35 years old. 73% of all persons moving to the province at that time were under 35. Newfoundlanders and Labradorians of ages 25 to 34 who do live in the province currently comprise 11.4% of the population. Unless things change, Conference Board of Canada estimates suggest that this growth will represent only 8.6% of our population by 2035. In addition to outmigration to other provinces, regional population shifts are also changing the sustainability and vibrancy of our communities. Between 1991 and 2011, the St. John's CMA, Central Metropolitan Area, has grown by 25,000, while the population of the rest of the province declined by 79,000. This dramatic shift of population from rural communities to regional centers presents challenges related to program and service delivery in smaller communities with a declining population. Labor demand was once seen as an incentive for attraction to expatriates and newcomers. As competition for labor stiffens between provinces and countries, decisions are increasingly made based on place and the attractiveness of the community. It is no longer enough to offer employment in a globalized economy where workers become highly mobile and flexible. Employment is but one factor determining where people choose to live. Newcomer attraction and retention. Together with births, immigration is a key component of population growth. Since 2001, immigration has accounted for 67% of Canada's population growth. In other words, only one-third of our national population growth is due to natural increase, births. It is estimated that by 2030, all population growth in Canada will be through immigration due to negative natural increases, deaths outnumbering births. Currently, one-fifth of all Canadians are foreign-born. While most immigrants settle in Montreal, Toronto, or Vancouver, increasingly, immigrants are settling in other centres across the country. Manitoba, for example, has increased its immigrant intake fivefold since 1999. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are becoming centres of choice for immigration, primarily due to economic opportunities and a high number of immigrant intakes through the provincial nominee program. Atlantic Canada receives a modest number of immigrants every year. Immigrants who settle in Atlantic Canada comprised of only 2.5% of total immigration intake in Canada in 2012, or 6,434 persons. Newfoundland and Labrador has comparatively low immigration intake. The province attracted 751 immigrants, or 0.3% of all immigrants to Canada in 2012. Prince Edward Island significantly increased the number of immigrants it received in the last 9 years, despite having a population one-third the size of Newfoundland and Labrador. In 2012, the province received 1,089 immigrants, nearly 50% more than Newfoundland and Labrador. Evidently, there is room to grow in our immigration, especially in the face of looming negative natural increase. Retention and attraction are key components of successful immigration and are complementary in nature. Personal preferences for the place, possibilities for employment, good education for children, perceived inclusiveness of the local community, including the workplace, familiar cuisine, availability of cultural specific products, entertainment, and culture all play a role in determining whether immigrants stay in a place. In a federal government report on immigration retention through the Provincial Nominee Program, PNP, between the years of 2000-2008, Newfoundland and Labrador fared lowest of all provinces. Only 23% of PNP immigrants who came to Newfoundland and Labrador had stayed in the province 8 years later, compared to 36.6% in Prince Edward Island, 68.1% in New Brunswick, and 68.4% in Nova Scotia. Alberta and British Columbia had the highest immigrant retention rates in Canada at 95.3% and 96.4%, respectively. Preliminary findings of the Provincial Nominee Program retention rates for the 2008-2010 period suggest an increase in an immigrant retention rate of 40%. This is also the period when the Provincial Immigration Strategy was launched, suggesting some effectiveness in retaining immigrants. Temporary foreign workers, TFWs, represent a potential pool of new permanent residents since they are accustomed to the local climate, culture, and communities. Most of these individuals work in highly skilled occupations in the marine, technical, engineering, construction, medical, and business fields. Over the last 5 years, the number of temporary foreign workers, TFWs, has been on the rise. In 2011, 2,550 TFWs were working in Newfoundland and Labrador. In the recent years, there has been an increasing trend in the number of TFWs moving to the province to fill low-skilled jobs for which employers have difficulty finding local labor. The number of TFWs in low-skilled occupations has ranged from 135 in 2009 to 227 in 2011. International students comprise a significant group of newcomers to the province every year, although their arrivals are not included in the immigration statistics due to the temporary nature of their presence. Between 2001 and 2009, there has been a 14.5% increase in the number of international students coming to study in the province, which is almost double the average growth in Canada. Over 1,800 international students are currently studying in post-secondary institutions in Newfoundland and Labrador. This is in part due to improved conditions and services for international students, including MCP, Medical Care Plan, coverage, as well as the affordability of post-secondary education. While tuition fees for international students often amount to three times the fees local students pay, they are nevertheless more affordable than tuition fees in other post-secondary institutions across Canada. This translates into real economic benefits for the province. In 2008 alone, international students spent over $38 million in Newfoundland and Labrador, and services associated with international students employed 440 people. International students represent another potential pool of immigrants. They possess both Canadian education and experience of local culture and community and belong to a younger age cohort. Labor. Availability of employment and of workplace supports is fundamental to population attraction and retention. In addition, a balanced labor demand and supply is crucial to socioeconomic growth. Demand for skilled labor in Newfoundland and Labrador will lead to 70,000 job openings by 2020, of which 7,200 will be new jobs. In order to better understand the current employment context in the province, it is important to explore details of some labor market indicators. The unemployment rate in Newfoundland and Labrador is the highest in Canada, although the province has experienced the highest decrease, 21%, in the number of unemployed persons across Canada since 2003. The province saw the highest business sector labor productivity growth in North America between 1998 and 2011. It went up by nearly 3.5%, which is seven times the growth Alberta, the runner-up, saw in that period. That productivity, however, is at risk of being lost due to a labor and skills shortage. Unavailable labor can place significant strains on production. Employers have resorted to federal government programs facilitating the placement of temporary foreign workers where local labor cannot be found. It is important to remember that TFWs are brought to work on short-term contracts, and the fact that significant challenges remain in the medium to long term in alleviating some of the pressure on the labor market. Recent changes to the TFW program have updated the guidelines to ensure that TFWs are paid wages similar to the local workers. Another important consideration for the province's labor market is the question of age. The province's labor force is gradually aging. More seniors are being encouraged to continue working past the age of 65 to ensure the sustainability of programs and services. Women appear to have almost caught up with men in full-time employment. In 2012, 48% of all full-time workers in the province over the age of 25 were women. However, more women appeared to be working part-time than men. Implications of declining demographic growth and the role of the population growth strategy. There are a number of possible implications of slow and declining demographic growth for the future of Newfoundland and Labrador. A dramatic increase in our median age may mean our labor force will be older, which has an impact on our labor productivity and our economic competitiveness. Fewer children born in the province will have significant impacts on community renewal and sustainability. High out-migration, both due to local residents' decisions to move away or due to low immigration retention, will have fundamental consequences on our province's tax and population base. Currently, the Newfoundland and Labrador Statistics Agency medium projections up to 2026 suggest that our fertility rate will increase up to 1.58 and remain stable over the whole period. The high demographic growth scenario suggests a higher increase, 1.68, but neither is sufficient for ensuring we have more births than deaths. At the same time, more Newfoundlanders and Labradorians will live longer as life expectancy increases during this period. Nonetheless, increasing natural deaths and fewer births by 2026 will shrink the size of the population. The population of the province will stabilize by 2020, primarily due to immigration. Immigration will modestly increase as natural resource projects attract labor for construction and other employment in the short and long and medium term. Here, too, it is important to add a note of caution. Without long-term planning to attract and retain new residents and expatriates, those who move to the province may return to the provinces and countries they left. It is important to point out that in a globalized world, competition for labor is becoming increasingly acute, especially as provinces compete internationally for immigrants. Settlement and integration services are particularly important in ensuring that newcomers feel welcome and included as part of the local community. The provincial population strategy represents government efforts to engage in a discussion with the people of Newfoundland and Labrador on how best to grow our population. The strategy will seek innovative policies and programs to encourage demographic growth in Newfoundland and Labrador. Newfoundland and Labrador is facing multiple demographic challenges on different fronts, e.g. immigration, births, aging population. There will be no single solution to resolve them. Tackling these serious demographic challenges will require a concerted, coordinated effort. The provincial population growth strategy aims to focus on seeking measures in the short and long term. At the same time, the provincial population growth strategy will integrate the work of government initiatives that have focused on supporting specific demographic and social groups such as youth retention and attraction strategy, children and parents, child care strategy, low-income households, poverty reduction strategy, seniors, healthy aging strategy framework, newcomers, immigration strategy, and persons with disabilities, inclusion strategy. These initiatives provide an invaluable foundation for the discussion on population growth in Newfoundland and Labrador. The provincial population growth strategy will link government efforts on population growth in the province by reviewing past policy efforts, researching and analyzing best practices in Canada and around the world, seeking advice from jurisdictions in which policy changes have produced results, and consulting with the people of Newfoundland and Labrador on measures government could pursue. Other provinces, territories, and countries have engaged in population growth initiatives. New Brunswick has established a population growth secretariat to foster demographic growth through immigration and family-friendly policies. Prince Edward Island has created a settlement strategy to support immigrant inclusion and retention. Quebec has implemented a one-of-a-kind program in Canada to support parents with children. Ontario has established the Places to Grow initiative in an effort to support economic and demographic growth, as well as the well-being of residents throughout Northern Ontario. Manitoba has quadrupled its immigrant intake in the last 10 years and has increased immigrant retention to 84%. Saskatchewan's plan for growth proposes population growth via immigration, increasing the number of provincial nominees to 6,000 by 2020. British Columbia's regional sustainability strategy aims to support cooperation among communities in the regions in an effort to ensure long-term community sustainability. Australia recently created the population growth strategy to ensure immigration and births support economic growth in the long term, and France, which has had a sub-replacement fertility rate for over 20 years, now has the third highest fertility rate in Europe, after Ireland and Iceland, due to long-term measures to support families in having and raising children. These examples provide some guidance on best practices with regards to supporting population growth in our province. The unique nature of Newfoundland and Labrador's geography, history, and culture will inform the direction of the provincial population growth strategy. However, the wealth of experiences of other provinces, territories, and countries will also inform the efforts to grow our population. Challenges define our present, but opportunities can define our future. The high number of job openings in the foreseeable future sets the foundation for attracting more people to the province, as well as retaining people who would otherwise move away. We must look at additional ways in which we could support our current residents and attract others to make Newfoundland and Labrador their home. Some of the ideas the Provincial Growth Population Strategy will examine include supporting women and parents in having and raising children through family-friendly policies, encouraging expatriates to return to the province, improving our record on immigrant attraction and retention, fostering international student and graduate retention, seeking ways to support the well-being of all residents in the province, and seeking ideas on fostering immigration to rural areas. The Provincial Population Growth Strategy is committed to encouraging public input and engaging with Newfoundlanders and Labradorians in the province and beyond on how best to support and foster population growth in our province. In creating the Provincial Population Growth Strategy, the Government of Newfoundland and Labrador seeks to engage stakeholders and members of the public to explore ideas and measures in the short, medium, and long term to support and foster population growth in the province. All submissions and input will be considered, and there will be a number of ways to provide input to the exercise, either in person, via live satellite feed during our consultation sessions, or via email contact. Your ideas on how we could grow our population are most welcome. Here are more guiding questions. 1. Apart from employment, what are some of the amenities that are important to you in choosing a place to live? 2. What are some family-friendly initiatives, policies Newfoundland and Labrador could pursue? 3. How can we strengthen immigration to Newfoundland and Labrador? 4. Do you have suggestions on how we can promote Newfoundland and Labrador as a place to live and raise a family? We welcome your views, questions, and ideas by email at populationgrowth@gov.nl.ca. Definitions: birth rate, the number of children born per 1,000 inhabitants. Expatriate, a person who has moved away from their province. Family-friendly policies, public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, supports to the family union throughout the life course. Fertility rate, the average number of children a woman is expected to have during the childbearing years, generally accepted as the 15 to 49 years. A fertility rate of 2.1 ensures that the number of children born will be higher than the number of deaths. Immigrant, a person who resides in Canada but was born outside of Canada, excludes temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. Labor productivity, the amount of goods produced by a single worker in a given amount of time. Mean age, the sum of ages of all persons divided by the total number of persons, also known as average age. Median age, the age at which the two halves of the population are either older or younger. Natural increase, the balance between the number of births and deaths. If there are more births than deaths, there is a positive natural increase, whereas if a population has more deaths than births, then there is a negative natural increase. Temporary foreign worker, a foreign worker who is contracted to work for a given employer in a given position for a temporary set period of time. Acronyms, PPGS, Provincial Population Growth Strategy, SLID, Survey of Labor and Income Dynamics, TFWs, Temporary Foreign Workers, LMO, Labor Market Opinion, NLPNP, PNP, Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Nominee Program, MCP, Medical Care Plan, CMA, Census Metropolitan Area. Footnotes. 1. These findings are based on provincial nominee program, retention rate, evaluation conducted by Citizenship and Immigration Canada for 2000 to 2008. 2. Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Rural Youth Study, Phase 2, Rural Youth Migration, Exploring the Reality Behind the Myths, Maltest R. and Associates, 2002. 3. Statistics Canada, Rural Youth, Stayers, Leavers, and Return Migrants, Richard Dupuy, Francine Mayer, and Renee Morissette, 2000. 4. IBID. 5. Conference Board of Canada, Provincial Outlook 2013, Long-Term Economic Forecast, Economic Performance and Trends, 2013. 6. The Statistics Canada definition of immigrant is as follows. Persons residing in Canada who were born outside of Canada, excluding temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, with those with students and those with student or working visas. 7. Statistics Canada, Education Indicators in Canada, an International Perspective, page 68, 2012. 8. Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Economic Impact of International Education in Canada, Final Report, Rosalind Coonan and Associates, July 2009. 9. Prior to this change, TFWs could receive up to 15% less in wages than the local workers. 10. Chami Joseph, The Choice, More Immigrants or Fewer Citizens, Yale Global Online, March 4th, 2013. 11. Family-friendly policies represent those public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, and supports to the family unit throughout the life course. 12. United Nations Population Division, World Population Prospects, 2010. 13. Der Spiegel. Study shows German wasting billions on failed family policy, March 2013. 14. German Federal Institute for Demographic Research. Report on Germans' birth rate, December 2012. 15. Iceland and Ireland lead with marginally higher rates. 16. Lotz, Wolfgang, and Vigard Skirbeck, Policies Affecting the Tempo Effect in Low Fertility Countries, Population and Development Review, 13.4, December 2005, pages 703 to 723. 17. McDonald P. Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, Population 57.3, 2002, pages 417 to 446. 18. Lotz and Skirbeck, 2005. 19. Drolet, 2002. 20. Bougeau, Roderick, and Don Kerr, Emerging Youth Transition Patterns in Canada, Investing in Youth, Evidence from Policy, Practice, and Research, Policy Research Initiative, Ottawa. 21. Statistics Canada, Population 15 years and over by hours spent looking after children without pay, by sex, by province and territory, 2006 census. 22. McDonald P. Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, pages 424 to 425. 23. IBID. 25. Locke, Wade, and Scott Lynch, a survey. Sorry, this is 24. Locke, Wade, and Scott Lynch, a survey of the attitudes of employers in Newfoundland Labrador towards recruitment and employment of new Canadians and international workers. Harris Center, Memorial University, 2005. 25. Office of Immigration and Multiculturalism. 26. Includes Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who have returned to the province. Please email populationgrowth@gov.nl.ca if you need this document in an alternate format. Government of Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Population Growth Strategy, Executive Council, P.O. Box 8700, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1B 4J6, www.gov.nl.ca/population-growth.